The message this morning is based on one of my blog posts entitled, It's Time to Let Justice Roll. I'm going to start with a couple of quotes from Thich Nhat Hanh. The first is this: freedom is not given to us by anyone. We have to cultivate it ourselves. It's a daily practice. No one can prevent you from being aware of each step you take and each breath you breathe in and out. The second quote is this: our own life has to be our message. What is the message of our lives, both individually and as a spiritual community? Do our lives cultivate freedom for not only ourselves, but for others as well? What is the message of our lives? In these difficult times, times of division, of lives lost, what is the message of our lives and of our community? Now, frankly, I'm a bit ashamed of the church, not necessarily our little church with the little c, but the big church with a big C. Don't get me wrong, plenty of churches and other types of spiritual communities do lots and lots of brilliant things. Frankly, if it were not for the missional efforts of the church, I hate to even think about how far under some people will have slipped without them. As an example, the church that I used to serve was a small church prior to this, but we managed to feed a few hundred people a month. We're talking about people who had slipped through the charity cracks and probably had very few options for food left. Feeding them? That's a good thing. A really, really good thing. But I'm still a bit ashamed of the church with a capital C. We've become a lot less than we were meant to be as a spiritual community. We're more than aware of what we should be doing, and people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi to spiritual communities focused on helping those in need. We've been given examples of what that looks like. And then we, the church, have proceeded to do just what we want to do. Take the easy road out. Choose paths that allow us to feel good about ourselves for doing something, but never actually making a lasting impact. At least most of us have. We've fed a person for a day. We've turned their power back on for now. We've given them shelter for a night. And that's all a good thing. But we fall miserably short of challenging and changing the system. Challenging and changing the system that will have those same people starving next week, sitting in dark houses next month, and sleeping on streets all too soon. We are more than aware of what we should be doing. We've been given examples of what that looks like, but we busy ourselves with the goings on and running of a spiritual community, placing that an overemphasis on what the community can do for me rather than what I can do for the community and the community that it sits within. And when we do, we miss out on a spiritual fullness and satisfaction that's waiting for us and for the communities that we serve. All too often we let our silent good deeds be the ends of our efforts to help, dooming those who are suffering to continue to suffer under the oppressive and cyclical nature of systems designed to keep the least of these in their places. You see, most spiritual communities have become much, much better and more comfortable at giving people a hand out than giving them a hand up. Put simply, we prefer the self-serving feelings of charity to the self-sacrificing realities of justice. See, charity does not help not only help those in need, but it's only temporary. Who it really helps is those of us who need to help, who feel it's our call to aid those in need. Charity lets us feel like we're doing something good and responding to a need in the world that's overwhelmed by people in need. There's really no risk in it, quite frankly. And people are usually very supportive of such efforts. Justice, though. Justice, on the other hand, is hard. It frequently requires a great deal of sacrifice, and you probably aren't going to get a lot of people cheering you on along the way. Probably quite opposite. So most spiritual communities simply just don't do it. Justice looks like love put into action. Justice looks like activism. Spiritual communities tend to shy away from activism. Justice requires you to not make nice with abusive systems, to rock the boat a bit, and to take a stand on issues that are frequently political hot buttons. For too many churches, that sounds very, well, unchurch-like. Too many of us think being church means being liked, and that standing up for something means standing against something. And we just don't like the thought of people not liking us because of it. Sure, we'll stand against things that we believe have directly impacted on us personally, even though they usually don't. Things like sexual orientation or abortion. Those, well, the church and other spiritual communities will be more than glad to take a stand on those things. But the things that affect the poor, the marginalized, why risk having our friends think that we're being too political? Or have them think that we aren't a nice, polite, docile reflection of the teachings of Jesus? Why? Well, because Jesus was not nice and docile. At least not the way that people have come to think of him. He not only confronted systems of injustice, but he tried to teach us to do the same. He did it standing in the tradition of great prophets of Judaism who never failed to stand up against abusive power. They risked everything, and they frequently were run out of town or put to death because of it. And we have examples like Dr. King, who also lost his life standing up against these same oppressive cyclical systems. Maybe that's what we're afraid of, the proverbial crosses that we'd have to bear. I'm not really sure, honestly. I certainly don't think it's because we'd rather see the least of these carry overwhelming burdens of a society structured to benefit the wealthy than to be thought of as less than nice. Maybe we just haven't thought it through enough yet. Maybe we just need new leaders to stand up and to say philanthropy is commendable, but it must not cause the philanthropist to overlook the circumstances of economic injustice which make philanthropy necessary with the same passion and prophetic vision that Dr. King had when he said it. Then again, maybe we are the new leaders. It's time for us to reclaim the place of prophetic voice in the midst of a struggling society. As the wealthiest folks step on and abuse the poorest in our nation by co-opting a government supposedly for, by, and of the people through the voice and influence of the almighty dollar, we must proclaim and reclaim our prophetic voice. We must not stop doing the necessary and much needed work of charity, but we must not stop there. We must push on, risking ourselves, risking ridicule, risking places of privilege, and reclaiming the biblical and prophetic voice of justice. We must stand in the footsteps of the likes of Dr. King, Dorothea Day, and Gandhi. For without justice, charity falls short. They are a matched set, charity and justice. What is the message of our lives? And it's time to let justice roll.